Richard Pita. Tomorrow we won't have here, but Thursday, and then Monday, every day, that's from here. So we should call it for a quarter to ten. If I come a little late, but if I see you call it,
Close 9:45.
When people come late, and then I can't start the shiur, because once I'm going to start, then they're going to be lost. Okay. The Torah tells us that there's an Isser Dam. And there are really five psukim in the Torah that speak about the Isser Dam. One person crosses the Lama Dorosekim, Chol Moshosekim, Chol Chelim, Chol Dam, Lo Sochelim. So that's one person. Then, in Tzav, Chol Dam, Lo Sochelim, Chol Moshosekim, Lo Ofel, Lo Behema. It's another person. Then, Chol Zayin, Chol Zayin, Chol Zayin, maybe that's included the same. So two psukim. Then page 3. Ish be basis where we get our soul shape. You'll come called down and Sati Panai. If I think it's another person. And then that's included in this pasuk of Lo Yochal Dam on page 5. And then in Re'e, Gak Adam Lo Sochelo, Alar Tish Mechanu Kamayim. And then, so, the kids, we had the Pasuk here, Vayikra, Gibel Yizayin, is one. Then, Zayin, then Yizayin Yud, and then Yud Beis says Zayin, Yud Beis of Gimel. Okay, so five psukim. So the Gemara says on page 8, where in Priestess, V'amar Rava Hamishalav in Hamurim Bedam, Mam Achas Bedam Chulin, Achas Bedam Kodshim, Achas Bedam Kisui. Echas of Dam Evarim. Dam Evarim means Dam inside the limb. So, what is Dam Chulin, regular Chulin? What is Dam Kodshim, Korbanos? What is Dam of the of Kisui? You know, Yeshechted Chaya. Echas l'dam evorim, echas l'dam tamtzis. Dam evorim is dam in the limbs. Dam tamtzis is the drainage blood. In other words, when the
after the
dam ha-nefesh leaves, like Chazan Hass says, then it drains out. That's the later blood. That's the Dam Tamsis. So those are the five Isurim. Then,
well, some of them are overlap, right? I mean, Dam Chulin, one type of Dam Chulin is probably Dam Tamsis.
Right.
Then,
on page 9, the increases Chaf Amud Beis. Talks about Dam Shechita. Then it says Dam Atamtzis Ein Chayavim. Allah Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Dam Atamtzis. So Rashi says Ein Chayavim Chorish Ein Chorish Ela B'Dam HaNefesh. Yechsev Ki Nefesh Kol Bosa Dam Uhi Kol Ochom Vi Chorish. So it's a machlokes whether you Chayev Chorish only on Dam HaNefesh or even on the Dam Tamtzis. Then we have a Gemara here on Krisus on page 10 of the base. Basically, Dam Atkol, Dam Chel, Dam Akalayas, Dam Evarim, or El Bulo Sasa. Then the Gemara says, "Amar of Sheish is the bottom. Dam Mahalchish Tayim, a few mitzvahs prosh able." So Dam Mahalchish Tayim means it's a person, right? Rosh is Adam. So there's no iser. Rashi says, "Ain't a mitzvah lifrosh mivena. A few mitzvahs prisha ba'alma." Yeah, no answer be the rice. What?
Human blood.
Human blood. Malchus
stands on two.
A human being stands on 2 feet. But.
What, where is the chi of Pirush? How does that differ between the Easter Achila?
In other words, there's no issur on Dam Adam.
Yeah. What does he mean by Pirush?
Which word?
He says,
Afil
mitzvah Pirush ein bo. How does that differ
from
the
issur
of Achila?
In other words, certainly there's no lav.
Right.
And even an essay, there's no.
Oh. Not even an issur essay.
Yeah. And but then the Gemara says, "Ki atanya osur to pirish." Rashi says, "She pirish mina odam chli or al gabi kikar." In other words, say human blood gets separated from the person. It's on a piece of challah. In other words, say you had
you bit your lip.
Yeah, and you bring it to a piece of bread. So now you can't eat that bread.
Oh,
sorry. Or it falls into a cup. So once it's porish, so that's this the Rabbanan.
So,
Rosh is
talking about just blood in your mouth?
Yes, so blood in your mouth.
That's what Rosh is talking about.
Right? There's no
issue. There's no issue.
Blood is porish on something else.
Okay. That's a Dindir Abanan?
Yeah. So now we have a Mishnah in Shabbos, a famous Mishnah, by Nichulin on it, on page 12. Kashochet b'Shabbos of Yom Kippurim, afal pi shemischai b'nafshor shkitosu k'sherim. So a person shechs on Shabbos, even though he's chayev misa, the shkitos k'sherim. In other words, this is a famous Mishnah. So it's a kasha shchita. So you can eat it. Tam Rav Huna Dor Shchia Bar Rav Mishmei Derav Asur Bachila Liyomba. So one opinion says, but you still can't eat it today because it's muktzah. because since at the beginning of Shabbos it was a live animal and you're not allowed to kill it, so you went ahead and killed it. That was Shaloka did. So, Shkita is still kosher. So, Frek Toysis, Akasha, look at Toysis. For us, the Rai Lamei, or Yudhi, you told me that Ein Yochol Lamolcha B'Shabbos. Yeah, but how are you going to eat it on Shabbos? In other words, it's Mashmah from the Gemara, the only issue is maybe Mukhtza. But if it wouldn't be for the issue of Mukhtza, and Rabbi Yehuda maybe holds So what about the, how can you eat it? Forget Mukhtza. You shouldn't be able to eat it al Tzadah. Because if you can't do Malicha. He told me, Ein Yochol L'molcha B'Shabbos. Yishvo M'gonsha Omer Molcha. No, he was Malicha, you know. Yinami B'lo Malicha, Nami Shari B'Umtza. So he says, no, if you eat it raw, eat a piece of meat raw, then it could be there's no issue because you ate it raw.
No issue of
dam.
Of dam.
Because the dam only becomes osur when it's porish. But if it's the komo, so then that. So he says, how do you even handle the parish b'chutz? How called man shalom pirish mutter?
What's actually the issue of Malicha on Shabbos?
What's the issue? It could be ma'abed.
Well, ain't even b'ochen, right? Or is that only on cooked food? That's
maybe it could be borer.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
So that's what Tosa says, that it's only also when it's pirish.
The fact that you cut off the piece itself is not called pirish. I mean,
pirish means when the blood.
The blood itself comes out, but I guess.
Now the question is, what is pirish? Does it mean it has to leave the chaticha?
Right.
Or even if, say, blood didn't leave the chaticha, it was pirish mimokam lamokam in the same chaticha.
But neither one of those are going to happen without Malicha or some other type of chemical or cocaine, whatever. Raw is not another
one. Raw is not happening.
Right.
Raw is not going to be pirish.
So regardless, it's
going to be mokum in the same chatika, right. And it's not going to be pirish lachutz.
Right. Well, if it's raw, it can still be parish mimokum lamokum, right?
No. I was going to buzz. I mean, I was going to
be
first.
The buckle of the buckle. Buzz not going to.
Oh, okay. So this is
going to
be a big discussion.
In other words, so.
Just
also parenthetically, there's no din of
Maisa
Shabbos.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a separate discussion.
I know, a separate discussion, I know. Yeah.
So you have to come to my Hilchos Shabbos shiurim.
Or
you can listen online. I already gave two shiurim on this. In this when we were doing the block of Shochet. So, it's online. So now the Gemara says, Kuvyu Gimel. Amr Shmuel Mishum Rav Chiya, Hashover Mafraksa Shal Behema. Kodim Shetetze Nafsha. So what does that mean? That the Mafrakis is the what?
Spine?
Yeah.
Neck.
You know, that encases the spine.
Right.
So if it breaks, Kodim Shetetze Nafsha, before the, before it dies. Harezeh machvid es abosur v'gozel es abrius u'mavliyadab mevarim. So what happens is that once the, normally when the animal gets shechted, so the blood gushes out. But if the spinal bone is broken, so the animal doesn't have strength to what? To have the blood spurt out of it. So a lot of the blood, what? Stays inside. It might go from mokum to mokum in the chaticha, but it doesn't come out. So now the pieces of meat are what? Are saturated with blood.
Nam
shapirish,
right?
So, hareza machbid es abosar, you're making the basar heavier. The gozel es abrios. Why is it gozel es abrios? Because you sell meat by weight. So you have 10 pounds of meat. So you want 10 pounds of meat. But now, 3 of the pounds is going to be blood. So now you're selling him for 10 pounds of meat. You only give him 7 pounds of meat and 3 pounds of blood. So you gozel es abrios. U'mavliya dam beivarim. So then it says, "Yimoy luhicha kamar machmid es abosar goes as a machmid es abosar goes as a brios mishum to mavliya dam beivarim halididei shapir davi odil malididei nami aser." Hello? Yeah. First one. Okay. So, Mushim Davavli, Ibai Luhayka Kabar Bavliya, Machved is a bus of Goz El Sabrius, Mushim Davavliya, Dam Devarim, Rashi. The Bible here goes, "Hi, we have learned that the Katani Kula Chadi Suru, the Machmir is a basu, this a gozel as a brios, mishum, the learned that the Machmir is as mishkola, I've lost dam lefrushi, gozel as a brios, nakedla halididei." But if he, in other words, what's the problem? You're stealing from other people, but if you want to eat yourself, it's okay, because you. Or Dilma, it's also for you because it's perish. The tag is sure to hash. How the gozel is a brisk if you sell it to somebody else. How the mavliya dam should in a yotze for ochel dam. Teku. So the question is it only an issa gezel or is it an issa dam? Because it could be that the dam is peerish, but maybe it's not peerish enough. So
when it's perish, it's an issue dam already, right? Even if it's perish,
but the question,
maybe
so that's a question, whether perish means dafka, perish be malkam l'malkam, or does it mean even perish, only perish l'chutz?
That's a general shayla in all of Hilchos Dan.
Correct. Let's see the Rashba on page 14. The seed of Parakolabots are Mishmuel, Mishum, Rabchia, Hashov, and Mephrakos, Hashov, Behema, Golden Shatin, Listen, Af, Shamach, be the Sabos of Gozel, Sabrios, Mavlia, Dam, Evar, and Bibailu. Mach be the Sabos of Gozel, Sabrios, Mishum, the Mavlia, Dam, and Evar, Halliday, it's okay, Ibai, Mechel, Umtsa, Shabidami. Well, Dilma came in the Mavlia, Dam, Evar, and the day Nami, Osir, and Mechel, Umtsa, Tekel. Then last year, Davka Beshovem Mafrakosa Shal Behema Hu Di Bayil Hu. Davka Beshovem Mafrakosa Shal Behema Hu Di Bayil Hu. Yishar Lamechel Ba'umta Allah Mishum Dhamma Lekadam Shepirish Bimakum Lamakum. Habashalom Shivi Mafrakosa Mutter Ba'umta. Ma'akorcha Hay Umta Chay Balom Malicha Kamar. Even when we have a vision of Leah Dam, Bevar, and Rosso, you'd say, be the dam of Taylor, or all the evil, have like the boy will make up the Umsa, the Mashma, have a daily sharp and dummy. They came to the boy, the Mumbuka, and gives his brother something by the make up the Umsa. Right, in other words, you can eat it, but Umsa, meaning raw. If you're going to cook it, then for sure not. So that's the Shiloh.
So the Shiloh is
it only an Isser?
Like Pirish or also Mimakam Mamakam. Pirish Achutz or Pirish Mimakam Mamakam also.
Right.
And the Nakamir Lahalava is I Umza.
Right, could I eat it? Okay.
Why do we assume that they cannot be perished or goods by raw meat?
Raw meat.
Meat, the blood cannot be perished or goods.
Yeah. Because
the blood is inside.
Yeah.
What makes it come out when you cook it?
Ah.
If you eat something raw, the meat, the blood is still inside.
Why would you eat raw meat?
Why would you eat raw meat?
Yeah.
Some people like raw meat. The baseball players, you see, no? Okay. Yeah, no. No, did the Chashuva baseball players used to eat raw meat?
Better than drugs.
Yeah, no.
I'm saying people would eat raw meat? That was a normal thing? Or this is more like
a
more of a
people used to eat cooked meat, but you ask a Chashuva the mice, what can I do for you? Okay, now, there's a famous Ra'or in Rashba about Malika. So, look at the Ra'or on page 15. All costs of Dame Varim, Hechid the Pirish Hasser below Sasa, Hechid the Pirish Mutter. Hechid the Yotza Lachutz, El the Pirish Mimokam Lamokam Kashvin Liki Pirish Lachutz. So who's that's. Well, he's quoting the Rashba. According to Rashba, that Rashba says if it's pirish mimakom lamakom, even if it's not yotzei lechutz, it's
chayav. The chayav, whatever you chayav on that type of blood, whether kores or malchus.
Yeah. Dame Varm, Kohech of the Parish Osir. a little sausage. That's the Rosh Pashita.
So we didn't see that though.
Yeah, tomorrow. 1 second. Before here on page 14 he writes Bakok Hai Umsa Chai Blum Lit Kamadin Liha Vishub Lubia Dabivan Pedaka Odi Lod Hanway Di Bong Mekha Umsa Mashma Hal Stair Shabra Dabi Vitim the Glam Yeah, although we should have like the Dam Shapirish with Bakum Lubakum. He says that over here, Dam Shapirish with Bakum Lubakum was also. So it comes to Ra'ah, it says, Eina Nochan. She Hechshe Malika L'Kadeh B'Shiyur Shehaisa Eina Motzi Kol Adam. It says like this. How does this is the fundamental question, just to ask Rabbi Reichman. The fundamental question in Malika is that practically, what do you need Malika for a certain Shiyur? A meal, 18 minutes, we do an hour, but not everything comes out. So especially in a meal, everything's going to. If you leave it more would come out.
Right.
So then, what's the. Why is it mutter?
After only a meal.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you accomplish? I mean, because the best raya is that if you. If you leave it longer, more will come out.
Right.
So you know what he says? He says, "Ain't enough with the hechsha malicha l'gedera b'shiyura shahaisa ain't a motzia kol adam. She laisa mishta yosef bavada yosef haisa poletas dam. But the shahaisa poletas b'shein kol b'mayim poshim l'afliza yosef." We shall bow the far roasting, ain't lochless, shahin, colting, no second move of the barra, trotsky, colting, so sad, dad. Vadai, Shema Viver, some of the Melach Avon. Lo polak talgamo, vade ish bukuba dam shapir shkat, lo gila shkesh, vade kol shol yotol lachut, lo kol shapir shkesh kol shalom.
So he says like this, that whatever came out, with the sheer mill, whatever it is, and then the other part, that is only pirish mimokum lamokum. So then that's not osur. Then with dinner hanami, not all the blood comes out with malicha. There's still blood inside. But whatever is going to come out is what's osur. The part that doesn't come out is going to be pirish mimakom l'makom, and pirish mimakom l'makom is what? is mutter.
By definition, mutter.
Yeah. According to, now we're going to see in a future shiur that the Rash Peshitta is no. In order to be anything that comes out in the shiur melicha is dam. Anything else that doesn't come out is not dam. It's tzir. It's like it's meat juice. Mitzvus. So Vela is like this. So there's a fundamental locus how Malicha works. See, according to the Ra'or, the way Malicha works is that all the Dam comes out. No, not all the Dam comes out.
Extracting
the Dam that comes out is the Dam that's Hasser. The Dam that remains inside is also Dam. But it's not pirish, but you need pirish lachutz, and this is only pirish mimachem lamachem. So b'meila, it's going to be it's going to be mutter.
And what they were just not.
And 1 second, and the Rashba holds. That whatever comes out in Malicha is what?
Is Dam.
Is Dam. And that comes out. Anything that Malicha doesn't take out, that if you would leave it, is Sierra and is fruit, is meat juice, and is butter.
So am I not for me?
But according to the, so it comes out, plenty enough for me, because according to the, to the Ra'or, anytime you have Purish, Mimokum Lumokum is Mutter. Pirish means it has to be Pirish Lachutz. And according to the Rashba, it doesn't have to be Pirish Lachutz, it just has to be Pirish Mimokum Lumokum. So this is a fundamental machlokis of what's happening in Malicha. Because not the mice is not everything is coming out. So the Rosh says, okay, not everything is coming out, it's still Dam, but a Dam is not Pirish Lachutz. Is not Aser. And according to the Rashba, no, the only thing is Dam is the thing that comes out. So that's the those are the two Mahalkim.
Ah, so Pirish Mimokum Lamokum comes out for the Rashba is Aser.
Pirish Mimokum Lamokum
Aser for the Rashba.
Pirish
Mimokum Lamokum
is also for the Rashba.
Right,
it's also for the, but that's not Dam.
Right.
So for the Ra'ah, if it came up by another means, it would be also.
And according to the Ra'ah, so the big question that has to be dealt with, and we're going to have a separate packet on this, and that is, you see, according to the Rashba, once you did Malicha, there's no Dam left. Because anything else is just seer. But according to the Ra'ah, you still have Dam, but it's only...
But it's mutter because it's not part of foods.
Right. But let me ask you a question. If you're going to cook the meat afterwards, then it will be parish lachutz.
Yeah.
So what does Malicha help?
Yeah,
because as soon as you cook it, what are you being maleach? You're being maleach because you want that afterwards you should be able to... Yeah. So that's going to be a big question that has to be dealt with in terms of the okay. I think we're going to have to stop here now, even though we'll have to continue this packet Thursday. Theoretically, we give shiur tomorrow. I don't know if there's time. You can give shiur from 9:15 to 10. Yeah? Okay, so we just leave it. Okay, so we'll do it on Thursday. Because